Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars and one of the top prospects from South Florida, Bruce Hector, kind enough to join us here on St. Patrick's Day. Bruce, we appreciate you sharing your afternoon with us. What's it like knowing that you are preparing right now for the NFL draft and your teammates are getting ready for spring football?
Hey, thanks for having me. And, you know, it's just kind of crazy, you know, when I talk to all my old teammates and, you know, they're talking about going through, you know, workouts and spring practice and stuff. And, you know, I'm just getting ready for the next level. It's crazy, you know, not being there, but, you know, it's another task that I have to take on. And, you know, I'm just ready to, ready to take this on head on and ready to get to that next level.
Awesome. And you've had such a fantastic career at the Bulls, Bruce. I mean, when does it kind of sink into you that, you know, what you're doing at the collegiate level can get you an opportunity to play on Sunday? I'm sure that has to cross your mind at some point. And when does that kind of already start to sink in?
When I start, getting my first couple minutes of playing time, like my redshirt sophomore year, when I got my first sack, you know, against FAMU, the first game, you know, that's when I really start to – think about, you know, the next level, because I was there making plays and, you know, I knew if I'm able to work and keep working every day that I could get better and, you know, get better at the stuff that, you know, I wasn't really good at the time. And I knew if I, you know, mastered my craft that I could be able to make something work and be able to try for the next level.
Excellent. And I'm curious, I mean, growing up, I mean, was football your favorite sport? I mean, did you start playing at an early age or did you kind of start later on?
Yeah, I did start playing football at an early age. Football and basketball were always my first two loves. But it's kind of funny because at the Pee Wee level, I never really played that much because I was kind of like always overweight. So, but I still like, you know, playing and stuff like that. And football didn't really get serious for me until like high school, because that's when I, you know, was able to finally play because it wasn't really a weight limit anymore. But yeah, so it kind of started at an early age.
Nice. So, we'll get to the football side of it, but I mean, 10, 12 years old, who did you want to be as a basketball player?
When I was younger, basketball players that I always looked up to were like Carmelo Anthony and Darren Williams. Because I was like a scorer when I was younger, so I always liked having the ball in my hand and, you know, just being on the offensive side.
Nice. So you still got that ability to shoot and put some points on the board?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, even now, you know, when we get done with workouts and stuff, I put up we have a little hoop in the little place we're working out at. So I'll put up a couple shots, you know, think I'm one of the best shooters around.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the South Florida Bulls standout defensive tackle, Bruce Hector, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. He was also invited out to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl in Los Angeles in January. It's one of the top collection of senior prospects available, and they get to spend a week in front with NFL scouts kind of really showcasing their skills. In that particular game, he had a sack and a half, showing you his ability to pressure and get to the quarterback, and that's one of the reasons why we're here on the show today and one of the reasons why he's going through this training process available again in April for the 26th NFL draft. Bruce, so you arrive out in NFL PA game, and what was that experience like for you, being able to rub elbows with these scouts and them let me know, you know, eye-to-eye, handshake type mentality?
I mean, it was just a great experience, you know, to be out there with all the great players and stuff. And, you know, a couple of my teammates, you know, Devin Abraham and Marquez Valdez-Scantlin, you know, just being out there with them and then being able to showcase in front of the scouts, you know, I just thought it was a great opportunity for me and just to go out there and, you know, just go out to practice every day, you know, practice hard, you know, make plays and stuff like that. So I thought it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, and I'm sure you had to be thrilled when you knew you were going out there, because it is, it's such a big, big platform to take an opportunity from. And obviously you had a great week of practice and then get to put some nice stats on the board. That's always a good thing. I ask just of all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if, you know, you're in the film room with these scouts and they're breaking down some South Florida tape of you, I mean, what are those qualities and characteristics to the DP position that they're going to fall in love with?
That they see on film? I think they'll fall in love with my way to get into the backfield. You know, just the way I use my hands and my feet and my quickness and the way I use my hips. And being able to recognize the play, like even on rundowns, being able to get in the backfield and, you know, try to create havoc for the offense and, you know, just even if I'm not making a play, you know, help disrupt the plays so other teammates could, you know, get in the backfield and make tackle for losses and stuff like that.
And for you, I mean, is there anything that these scouts wanted you to work on or anything they wanted to see an improvement on? I'm sure you got some feedback when you were out in Los Angeles.
I think one thing that I needed to work on was stop making, like, splash plays, like just being more consistent. Because there will be some times where I go in and make a play, and then the very next play, you know, I'm not as effective as I was before. So just being more consistent, I feel like, is something I needed to work on.
Awesome. And you touched on what they can see on film, what they might want to see a little bit more of, Bruce. What are some of the things, the qualities that they may not see on film? I mean, could be the defensive system you ran where you couldn't do certain things as much as you wanted to. Maybe you're a film junkie, team captain, weight room warrior. I mean, what do they need to know about Bruce Hector that they've yet to find out?
That I watch a lot of film, like on game tapes, you know, you see people making plays and stuff like that, but what they don't see is like how hard I worked in the film room to understand the offense and understand tendencies of the offensive linemen. And, you know, just to be able to read something before the play happens. So when I get down to my stance, you know, I can read that the guard is about to pull. So then I could also tell my teammate, you know, something that we've been working on throughout the week, you know, tell my teammate, give my teammate a call, tell him the pull's coming and be able to beat that back block of the guard or of the center once the guard's gone and be able to make plays in the backfield. I just feel like, you know, just being able to learn all the offense and, you know, just watching a lot of film is something that they don't see, but, you know, shows up a lot for me.
Awesome. And Bruce, this is one of my favorite questions. If we get a kid on the show who loves watching film, this is just one of my personal favorites. I mean, can you think of a certain play where you watch film all day, all week, you're watching film, Saturday rolls around, and maybe you make a play or you help your teammates make up just from recognition of what you've seen? Is there anything that pops off the top of your head to share?
Yeah, there's a game where we're watching, or there's a week where we're watching film, and, you know, we could tell when the guard's about to pull, like kind of like what I was just saying. Like, you could tell when the guard's going to pull because of how light he is, and when you see it so obvious on film, you know, it's going to be very obvious in the game. And you just know when he's about to pull, and you could beat that block, you know, by getting off the ball, you know, timing up the snap and stuff like that, then you know you're going to be able to make a tackle in the backfield, and I was able to do that a couple times this year. So, you know, I kind of licked my chops a little bit once I realized that the guard's going to pull because I know it's going to be a big play for the defense.
Yeah, it's kind of like knowing the answers to the test when you get that knowledge back there. That's one of my favorites, you know, because, and we all know you guys do it, but it's just fun hearing it from, you know, your guys' perspective. Because, you know, we see you make a play in the backfield, and, you know, maybe you did make the play just off that particular moment, but sometimes you make the play off recognition and basically scouting the opponent all week. And I love when we can kind of get behind the scenes a little bit and kind of hear that from you. For you, I mean, you're training at XP. Tony Villani and those guys do a great job. How long have you been down there training? And what, I mean, any impact of difference in terms of what you played at during the season compared to what your weight is now?
I've been here since January 2nd, and now I've been, you know, around the same weight. Just kind of picked up a little bit. Just I'm out here trying to work on technique, you know, for the 40, and you know, just learning all the techniques for all the drills that we're going to run, and you know, just trying to perfect my craft, you know, with the D-line coaches, and you know, just trying to, you know, master all the drills, and you know, just working our butts off here.
And Pro Day is the 26th of March. I'm sure you got to be excited for that moment. I mean, what's it like knowing that you're about a week away? I mean, do you want to just wake up tomorrow and knock it out of the park, or you just kind of, you got your mindset and just kind of been counting down the date?
Oh, no doubt. I'm so excited and so ready for this opportunity, you know, just to showcase my abilities in front of these scouts. And I wish I could just wake up, you know, tomorrow. I wish it was today. You know, I could just go and be able to do it. You know, we've been training so long for this, and, you know, this is just the perfect moment to – you know, show what I'm capable of, you know, show my quickness, my speed and power and stuff like that, you know, while they're there. And, you know, I just can't wait for that experience to come.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the South Florida Bulls standout defensive tackle, Bruce Hector, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know you can always listen to this at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in our guest name followed by NFL Draft Blast and the link will appear. And again, we always appreciate these guys sharing some time as they break away from training, schoolwork, sometimes jobs, kind of join us so they give you a better perspective of what they do and how they could be playing for your favorite team. And them coming on, they let you know what they do before they do it. Do you make comparisons to anyone, Bruce? I mean, it's a cliche question, but I have to ask it. I mean, maybe teammates or coaches kind of say, hey, you know, when we see a certain guy at the next level, will you kind of remind us, you know, of that skill set?
There's a guy that I've always watched, you know, on film and stuff like that, and that's like Aaron Donald, you know, just, you know, with his quickness and, you know, his strength at the point of attack, you know, him being able to play double teams and then the quickness when, you know, the guard pulls and him being able to play in the backfield and, you know, how quick his hands are, you know, on pass rush and stuff like that. You know, that's just somebody that I watch a lot and, you know, try to imitate game after or, you know, just try to apply some of his game to my game.
Definitely great comparison. And, you know, I live near Pittsburgh. I cover the Panthers, so but I was able to kind of see him. And, man, his senior year, Bruce, I mean, it was just – he was just doing crazy things. I mean, like 5 sacks a game.
Yeah.
It was just nuts what he was doing. You know, it started off maybe against, like, a smaller school, and you're like, well, you know, I mean, you know, good guy having a big game against a small school. But then he was doing it against other ACC opponents. You're like, man, you know, Aaron's arrived, and hopefully you do the same. And hopefully a couple years from now when I ask our next – defensive tackle, who do you compare yourself to? You're like, hey, you know, that Hector guy, you know, I like what he does. And like I said, I mean, people laugh out there listening, but I mean, I've been through the gauntlet. I mean, Janorius Jenkins, you know, I mean, we've had so many guys on the show. Everybody's kind of, I love when the guys that have come on have kind of made an impact. And, you know, when young guys come on, they kind of revert back to those guys. Bruce, I love being able to get you on. I know you got a lot in front of you that you're going to be doing well at. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun, ask you a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right. Now, since you're a guy that likes to get in the backfield and likes to make sacks, and you got the basketball background, I like to consider dunk artists and sack artists a little bit of the same because you kind of got your windmill, your double windmill, your reverse. What's your favorite move to get to the quarterback?
My favorite move is a double hand scissors. So I'm just running up the field. The offensive lineman shoots their hands. So then I just kind of like a windshield wiper, kind of just wipe them off of me and just get upfield so I can get to the quarterback. That's probably my favorite move and probably the move that I use to get most of my sacks.
There you go, man. And then how about this one? Coach Charlie Strong arrived last year. Was anybody on the team able to pick up a great impersonation of Coach Strong, and would they do it in front of him?
I'm trying to think. An impersonation of Coach Strong. Now, I don't think we really had anybody. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, we've always had fun, you know, around the locker room and stuff like that. So it's been people who kind of like, you know, we kind of mess around and stuff like that. But I don't think there's anybody who gets it down perfectly for Coach Strong.
Hey, time will come, man. Like I said, these guys, 4 years with them, hopefully something comes to fruition there. And how about this question? I think this is one of the questions you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Bruce. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
For a quick bite to eat, I'll take Gabrielle Union. I think I'll take her because, you know, when you see, like, on social media and stuff, you always see her, like, you know, having a good time and, you know, just, like, carefree. And I just feel like, you know, go to lunch and have some good laughs. And, you know, I think it'll be a good time.
Nice, nice. And I was joking around. Precision Sports, Christina Phillips represents you. And we're talking about St. Patrick's Day. Obviously, you got to lay low from some of the festivities that most of America is going to partake in. So how do you spend the rest of your day today?
I spend the rest of my day, you know, just thinking about football. That's basically what I do. You know, I wake up, you know, go to workouts, you know, play a little bit of the game. You know, everybody's on Fortnite now. You know, Fortnite's going crazy. But spend a little time on that and, you know, just revert back to football, you know, because right now it's just time for us to, you know, just think about that and, you know, it's a big moment for us right now, so I'm just spending a lot of time with football right now.
And then one more, Bruce, before we let you go today. You're training down at XP, Tony Villani. If you could become the trainer and make Tony do some workouts or maybe somebody on the staff, who would you want to put through the drills and kind of see suffer a little bit?
Ooh, if I had to pick somebody, it'd probably be Drew. Because he's the one that works us out, and we do these things like every other week. They're like called they're like walking push-ups, and whenever you see that on the board, you just know it's going to be a rough day for you. So I think I'd put Drew through that a little bit.
Awesome, man. Hey, man, you've been a pleasure. You're a great guy to watch at the collegiate level, and I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level as well. But, man, enjoy the weekend, and then May the 26th, I hope you knock the thing out of the ballpark. As always, stay humble, Bruce. Stay hungry and be blessed, my man.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the South Florida Bulls standout defensive tackle, Bruce Hector, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.